eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is what the Baltimore Ravens need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Josh Edwards from the With the First Pick podcast here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that picks 30th overall. All right, let's jump into the NFL mock draft database simulator. Hit the button, Harry. Let's get this party started. So we're sitting here at the bottom of the first round. Fingers crossed, Caleb Williams last, and the Ravens can get two great quarterbacks. That's a joke. So as we wait for this thing here, Josh, the biggest needs for me are, I mean, they've done some things. Wide receiver sort of comes off the board here. Interior offensive line, maybe. They lost Morgan Moses, so right tackle could be an issue here. So let's go. Jackson Powers Johnson, he's an interior offensive lineman. Graham Barton played left tackle at Duke. He's going to kick inside. If you want some wide receiver help, A.D. Mitchell is your guy. They got Derrick Henry, and that's pretty much all they've done in free agency. Oh, my gosh. Xavier Worthy and Ladd McConkey are there. What do you think? Where's a good place to start?
I didn't expect Baltimore to be at this stage where they do have so many needs at this point in the offseason because they lost Kevin Zeitler as well. They lost Jadeveon Clowney. It feels like they've extracted more from that roster than they've added to it. So I think there's a couple different directions you go. And even though the wide receivers are tantalizing here, I think you have to consider your offensive line. If there were an edge rusher, you know, possibly go in that direction. But just reinvesting in that offensive line, giving them somebody that's going to account for those losses that they've suffered this offseason.
So Zeitler's gone. Andrew Voorhees, who they drafted after, I think he tore his ACL at the combine last year. I felt like he would have been a day two, early day three pick. They stashed him on the roster. The Ravens are really good at that. So he's penciled in at left guard right now. Right guard's Ben Cleveland. Patrick McCarry's at right tackle. So to your point, they have some needs. I'm leading Jackson Powers Johnson here. What do you think?
I'm good with that.
Let's do it. Jackson Powers Johnson, come on down. Steelers fans are going to be incredibly angry that he lasted past pick 20. Not the Ravens' problem. Next up, pick 62. We can check the box on interior offensive line. He's not going to play center with Tyler Linderbaum there, but he can play certainly left guard if you want to ease him into that role. Next up. All right. Let's go to the offensive tackles. Let's start there and just see what we got. So, Kieran Amagaje is still there. Blake Fisher. Matt Gonclaves is a player I like, but I think he kicks inside. Roger Rosengarten, right tackle. And Christian Jones is an interesting name. I don't know if he's too rich there. And then let's go to the edge rush button real quick, Harry. So Adisa Isaac, Jonah Ellis, Brandon Dorlus, Austin Booker, Gabriel Murphy out of UCLA, Javon Solomon out of Troy. All right, Josh, you can make this pick. I'll either confirm it or deny it.
Go back to the best available again, Harry, if you wouldn't mind. Again, our guy, Edrin Cooper, you lose Patrick Queen, ooh, but let's see,
scrolling
a little bit more.
So they also, Mikey Sanders still there. They have Ardarius Washington, who they signed. They brought back Arthur Millette. Mikey's an upgrade, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, Edgerrin Cooper, it just keeps jumping out. I don't know if he's being undervalued at this point, but
it's Edge.
Too good of a player to pass up.
Harry's turning the card. All right. So offense and defense with the first two picks, both likely day one starters, it feels like. Because Roquan Smith is there, but Patrick Queen is now in Pittsburgh. Trent Simpson, who they drafted last year in the third round, is penciled as the starter. I don't know if he's starting capable as of now, but he's a fantastic athlete. Pick 93. All right, Michael Hall Jr. sitting there. You have Matabike, so I don't know if you need Matabike 2.0. Can you have too many Matabikes on your roster? So Javon Bullard sitting there, a player that I like a lot as a nickelback. Ooh. Chris Abrams Strain, the cornerback. So cornerbacks are Brandon Stevens and Marlon Humphreys with Jalen Armour Davis, the former Alabama player behind them, and Demaryius Williams. Anything that jumps out to you here?
Michael Hall Jr., I think, is one of the better players available. Yeah. I also love Chris Abrams Strain, so those would be my two finalists.
Let's do Chris Abrams Strain. He's a great player. His name was we were talking about Chris Abrams Strain before Ennis Rakestraw became Ennis Rakestraw. They had two really good cornerbacks. Ennis is probably going to go earlier, but Chris is a really good player. All right, pick 113. We have two defensive players and an offensive player. Oh, Jermaine Burton still sitting there. Now, they have Derrick Henry. They have Keaton Mitchell coming back off the ACL. So I don't think you consider a running back here. There's another long cornerback in Kyrie Jackson of Oregon. Oh, my gosh, they have a ton. Hit the wide receiver button, Harry, if you don't mind. Jermaine Burton, Jalen McMillan, Johnny Wilson. I'm not taking him here. Javon Baker. So Jalen McMillan and Jermaine Burton are popping out to me here. Any thoughts?
Between those two, I would lean Jalen McMillan. I've come to appreciate him a lot more throughout the process.
Yeah. All right. So let's add Jalen McMillan, Harry. Now he can join Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and Nelson Aguilar. That's a group of pass catchers. Next up, pick 130. And so they have 50 tight ends. I love Theo Johnson, but and Ben Sennett's still there. What are we doing? Oh my gosh. I would consider taking Ben Sennett here, but they do have Isaiah Likely to go along with Mark Andrews and Charlie Goler, who was in the same draft class as Isaiah Likely. We have a cornerback. We've gotten interior offensive line help. Go to offensive tackle, Harry, and let's see. Oh, Christian Jones is still the Jermaine Foster. I'm thinking Christian Jones. Depth at right tackle.
Yeah.
And they need a right tackle. Bada bing, bada boom. Man, this is actually a pretty good draft. All right, we still got four more picks to make. Sweet mercy. this is the most Ravens draft ever. All right, let's start taking some best available players here. Sione Vaki's still there. If you want to add some depth at linebacker / running back. Chevion Cohen, add some depth at interior offensive line. Javon Solomon. So hit the edge button real quick, if you don't mind, Harry. Thank you, Javon Solomon. Brennan Jackson, that's a big Pete Prisco guy. Scroll down a little bit. Eric Watts. So I'm thinking, I don't know if you've watched Javon Solomon. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Too.
You want to take him here?
Yeah, muscled up, good edge rusher.
Yeah, edge rush help here. They do need edge rushers, even though they drafted them. They just haven't quite worked out. Hopefully they will. Next up. All right. Let's see what we got in terms of best available. So Jed Wiley, the tight end, is still there. Roe Torrence. Dwight McLaughlin is a cornerback that I like a lot that I think I'm higher on than other people. He's big. I thought he played pretty well at Arkansas. Add some depth to, I mean, they could use some turnover. They could stand to have some depth at the cornerback position. Do you have any thoughts on Dwight?
I like him a lot. Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you are, so I'm good with that pick.
All right, let's do it. All right, next up. Good Lord, what pick are we on now, Producer Harry? 218? Oh, no, two more picks, 228 and 250. All right. I'm laughing because Sam Hartman's name's there. He would have the best hair on the team by a mile. So they have Lamar. They have Josh Johnson. Malik Cunningham. I don't think you need another quarterback. Anyone stick out to you here, Josh, in terms of guy you added?
Yeah, a couple players that I really like, but they play positions that we've already addressed. I like Brennan Jackson a lot. I like Keith Randolph. I like Marcellus Dial, the cornerback from South Carolina. We haven't taken an interior defensive lineman yet. Is that right?
No, that's right.
So, I mean, could take Christian Boyd. We could take Keith Randolph, either one.
Yeah. All right. Let's go Randolph, because I think he adds a little versatility in terms of 3-5. If you want to play him at three interior, kick him outside. All right. One last pick. And Nathaniel Watson is a player that I like on tape, and that he can play in the middle of the field. We just got a linebacker early on in Edge Cooper. Drake Nugent's a center. I don't know if you need that right now with Tyler Linderbaum. A.J. Barner. Do we want to add a tight end? I mean, we have four of these guys. I don't think so. Jace McClellan's a running back. Keep scrolling, Harry. Need one more. I'm happy with Willie Drew as a developmental cornerback. He's a good athlete. He's big. I thought he handled himself well at the Senior Bowl in the one-on-one drills. What do you think?
Did we take a second corner?
Did we take two? We had Chris Abrams-Terrain and we had Dwight McLaughlin. Oh, we had two. All right, let's see what else we have. Anything else stick out to you?
I mean, I like A.J. Barner. I mean,
wait a second.
I know they don't need a tight end that much, but.
All right, let's A.J. Barner and scroll down a little bit, and then Tulane's Jaquan Jackson is somehow on the board. He offers return ability, shifting space. I mean, you could say he's sort of like Zay Flowers, but he's not that twitched up. They play different positions. So I'll leave it to you. Jaquan Jackson or A.J. Barner? I do like A.J. Barner as well, the tight end out of Michigan.
We'll just go with Jaquan.
Boom, done. All right, that team is much better. All right. Quick recap. Jackson Powers Johnson, Edge Cooper, Chris Abrams, Drain. Jalen McMillan, good Lord, Christian Jones, Javon Solomon, Dwight McLaughlin, Keith Randolph Jr., and Jaquan Jackson to end it. That's a pretty solid draft for the old Ravens here. That wraps up the Ravens' perfect draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.